Jason Goodman recently admitted that he has been vaping.
I really thought he was joking.
I think I thought he was too. I mean, it was just out of nowhere. And we definitely have been giving him a hard time about vaping. But now Jason wants to back up his vaping with some stats.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know the 7,000 chemicals in cigarettes?
We know cigarettes are bad.
Yeah, no one is, we already know that part. That. How many chemicals are in vape?
70.
70?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It says cancer causing, but I didn't see that part.
And nickels and, I mean.
Nickel.
Formaldehyde, like full nickels. You're sucking
full
in nickels.
Full nickel and dimes. It's and weird. Dimes.
Yeah, if you get a nice one, you get a dime.
Well, then we don't know the long-term effect.
Do you know what's really weird is like you can hear something about someone and it changes the way that you view them forever?
Yeah.
That just happened with me. Yeah, with Jason.
I thought he was kidding. I really thought you were kidding.
I don't know. I
knew you had done it the one time where you hit squids and you didn't realize what it was and you almost died in the streets.
I did.
Yeah.
But to keep it up.
But he comes in here almost every single day with some new chip or health food, something with avocado oil.
He made me try the most delicious, healthy Funyun in the world.
Yeah, I had it yesterday, too.
I mean, they are delicious.
It will ruin good.
We have them.
It will ruin your breath, but they are good.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time taking the health advice from a dude who then drags a vape.
Yes.
This is the first time I've really gotten into it. But
and says 15 hits in a row.
It says cigarettes cause about a half a million deaths.
We're not talking about cigarettes.
I know that. Half a million deaths per year in the United States. That's incredible. So far, vaping, proven, 68.
I do not think it's helping your cough
There's no way.
You have had that dry hack for a month now.
Well, I haven't been doing it for a month.
But it's not helping.
It was just last
weekend. It's not helping you get better.
Oh, yeah. Maybe not. I'm going to play this one out and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Johns Hopkins study found that vapes have nearly 2,000 chemicals in their aerosols, including nickel, chromium, lead, from the heating coils.
You have heating coils in any device you're putting in your mouth.
Yeah,
it's a great idea.
Certain compounds are okay to eat, but they wouldn't inhale them.
Oh,
yeah. Caffeine, pesticides, and flame retardants can be detected.
Again, you guys, you're wasting your breath. He's not
68
gonna...
deaths compared to a half a million.
Well,
a year.
Vapes haven't been around all that long.
Yeah, right. But they know. I mean, a half. Yeah, that's true.
What's that percentage?
And plus, cigarette, people aren't dying the first year they smoke cigarettes.
No.
They're dying 50 years later.
Nurses and doctors lived off of cigarettes and coffee, telling you not to. Well, actually, no. My mom is a nurse and pregnant with me and smoking and drinking.
Well, I don't think drinking is any better than vaping.
Well, that's good because you're not supposed to be doing it.
Yeah. It helps my not drink as much, too.
Okay.
I feel like I see people vape more when they're drinking.
Yes, but I'm drinking less because I'm vaping half the time.
You can't put two things in your mouth at once. How dumb of me.
I'm only one man.
He's like gargling. He's like, he's like choking on it.
I also can't. I mean, imagine Jason Goodman, Anxiety Jones, pacing around his bar. Game on.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
but no one told me we're open for lunch. Oh, when are you open for lunch?
I will say.
No one knows there's pinball machines back here.
We have lights in the sign now. But I will say this. So Carol and I both got one from the girl that husband works at, I guess it's one of the big cigarette companies.
He's way up there. Together.
Stay together, yeah.
So the one thing she was going to start, I don't know why I was doing this, and she started getting cringy about it. And we had some people over playing cornhole the other day because it was nice weather. And for some reason, every time I did it around Carol. And when I blow the smoke out, I look into her eyes. And she thought that was so creepy. I don't know why
that
it is.
A big ick.
I don't know why I was doing that.
You're shotgunning your vape juice.
I just don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a midlife crisis.
I have one. Somebody gave it to me. I'm going to use it, and that's it.
I do also vote midlife crisis. I have felt it for a while.
It's giving midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter about the age. It's just a midlife crisis thing.
Yeah.
It just makes it... It makes you feel so good.
Well, and then
the
other day.
Other drugs.
I feel like I went through a program in the fourth grade that warned me about this.
Right. It makes you feel good.
You sound like every drug dealer that Dare said I would encounter in my life.
It's okay.
It makes you feel so good.
You don't have to get another one if you don't like it.
It's so much better than the other stuff.
Yeah.
You want to try it?
No.
I look in my car and see what's
up. No, thank you. Also, you sent us the text message about wanting to get full sleeves of tattoos.
Yeah.
Which I know you're for a fact you're not going to do.
No.
Because
did you
don't
see
like
that photo? That's me.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's ChatGPT.
Yeah, it's a beard and
then the beard, yeah.
It's me, but with a beard and arm tattoos.
It's me, but not.
Yeah. So, it's midlife.
Whatever. Okay. No, that's what Carol's attracted to. She's attracted to a guy with a beard and a sleeve. So I said, what would I look like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. As long as you don't do it.
That's that.
You are gay.
That's okay. It's modern times, man.
Please go get your vape and do it in here.
I'm not going to do it in here.
Why?
I don't think you're allowed
for
to.
The show.
Yes, Drew does.
Drew does it constantly in this building.
Up and down the hall every day.
Drew has worked on things under this desk and a plume of smoke will rise from the desk.
Yeah. When things don't work, he blows vape smoke into...
Yeah, most IT people are like, unplug it and plug it back in, or did you reboot? Drew's like, take some vape spray.
Well, the funny thing is, the vape does not linger around like cigarette smoke. Cigarette smoke is thicker and lingers.
Yeah.
Vape disappears quickly.
It's the chemicals.
I don't vape, but it's like when I smell a vape, I'm like, it smells good.
Yeah.
But I guess you're saying they're getting rid of those now?
Well, they're supposed to get rid of the flavors. I think these stores, though, you see, like vape stores, I think they still have the flavors, but they're subjected to a fine by the federal government. But so the 3-in-1s is like these two regular tobaccos, and they still have the menthol ones. I haven't tried the other ones.
If you're at a Patriots game, would you vape in public, like at the game, around other football fans that are men?
Other Patriots.
They're the Patriot fans.
Well, I see a lot of men doing it.
I'm saying, would you? At a football game.
I don't know. This is just, I'm just finishing this thing.
If he's drinking, yes.
Yeah, maybe.
100%.
I'm new to the whole vape game, all right?
Come on, guys.
But he's going to start the way everybody starts, and that's by hiding it. You know?
Yeah.
They kind of
put it in their hand.
Mm-hmm. Or like tuck it into their sleeve.
Yeah. Is he telling somebody a secret?
I love those people that blow the smoke into their shirt like it's not going to come out.
Is he a CIA agent?
This will be.
Who's he talking to?
Clear.
This will be a short-lived experience. Very short-lived. Yes, it will. Somebody gave me something. I want to use it.
This is the beginning.
No, it's not.
Yeah. He's talking to his sleep.
Trust me.
We have a mysterious package at Game On.
No, I did 4,000 steps on the stairs yesterday. I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I did over 4,000 steps on the stair machine.
Oh.
While vaping.
Actually, I did, I think, do that after that, but that's okay.
Right. 4,000 steps. You know what'll really help?
Vape
juice in my lungs.
I need some nickel in my lungs. The nickel lungs. Hey,
thank you
you're
for
being vulnerable
that.
For sharing. Mm-hmm. I really, honestly thought you were joking.
I did too.
I did not think this would ever happen.
Mm-mm.
What's the big deal,
Jason?
Again, you sound like every drug addict I was warned about.
No, seriously though, what is the big deal?
Every time we put any sort of carb on a plate around here, you're like, get it.
You know, calories.
Yes, and then tell us nonstop about all the horrible things we're eating and drinking, and
what's in it,
and then you vape, and you're like, what's the big deal?
Jason is actively defending vapes, but would look down on us for ranch.
Right,
that is true. Again, short lived. I mean, everybody has their donuts. You have a donut. You've had donuts before. I'm gonna have this.
You have your vape, buddy.
That's whatever you
need.
It's over with after this.
Mm. Whatever you need.
It feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
You should try it, seriously.
I'm not.
So kind of wishing you could have arm sleeve tattoos, but you're not going to. But you
wish. That's
Carol. If they could magically appear without pain, you'd probably do it, right?
Mm. Maybe. Because I can't do all that.
No, it's a lot. The vaping. Mm-hmm. If you buy like a Corvette in the next, we're going to put you at midlife crisis camp.